welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Wednesday, we met another outstanding woman in agriculture, Suzanne Cecil White of Davis County. Today, we learn more about her place at Cecil Farms. Suzanne says she is working to diversify their farm market.
By starting this roadside market, by also we're building a new event venue and starting a new educational academy for students on our farm. So I'm always looking for new ways to help balance things out.
White says the largest part of their operation is a community-supported agriculture, or CSA program, which she describes as a farm share.
Most CSAs were pickup locations. They just drop the bulk at a pickup. And I started from day one doing home delivery, which now that is the trend for everything. You know, I was ahead of the trend and didn't even know it. Which it's not easy logistically to grow and produce and pack it all and deliver it all to every doorstep. Because our CSA has seen times where it's been over 200 members.
One of our new ideas is a farm academy, which will provide a more in-depth look for 10 months to young people from across the area.
I've been through a lot of leadership programs where we meet once a month throughout the year, so you keep coming back together and building on your previous knowledge. And so this academy for students is where they'll come once a month starting in August. They'll come August through May, and we're focusing on food and production in our region, but in a hands-on, them doing what we do approach.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. White says they grow quite a variety of items on the farm.
We have a wide variety of fruits and vegetables that we grow ourselves. So we've opened that to the public now. We had a U-Pick strawberry patch that people have come out and picked their own or just bought strawberries. We have a greenhouse full of flowers, hanging baskets, patio pots, those kind of things. And we've been doing all of these things for quite a few years. We just never have been open to the public on the farm.
She adds her farm is a certified roadside market with Kentucky Farm Bureau and can be easily found in western Davis County.
West 56 out of Owensboro. Some other attractions we're near are Diamond Lake Resort, Preservation Station, Whitaker Gun. Those are some popular spots.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.